Hi, this is Jonathan Warner. The way I see it, this is going to be a short but intense baseball season. It could help teams like the A's and Rays, who are not necessarily built for the long haul, and also the Nationals, who won't have to deal with a World Series hangover and having the oldest team in the majors go through a long grind. Multiple pennant races could be decided on the final day.
Hi, this is Dave Preston. I'm curious to see how the third base position shakes out. It looked as though Carter Kieboom was going to be the Nats' primary guy in the hot corner.
Carter Kieboom's first major league hit is a home run to dead center field here at Nationals Park.
The three-month layoff, how will that affect him? What will the Nationals do to replace Anthony Rendon's bat and glove in the lineup and on the field?
Hi, this is Dave Johnson. With baseball on the way back, I will be rooting for extra innings in that new rule, starting the 10th inning with a runner on second base. Way back when, I can still remember wearing my Little League uniform, trying to explain to my poor grandmother the concept of a designated hitter. We thought that was wild back in the day. But a free pass to second base in extra innings? I can't wait to see that.
I'm George Wallace, and with the baseball season upon us, we finally get to see the Nats defend a World Series title. With only 60 games, it will be a sprint. And with a mix of veterans and young players, curious to see if the extra rest pays off and this team can be fresh for the entire season.
A curly W's in the books. The Nationals will go to the postseason.
Hi, it's Frank Hanran, WTOP Sports. When it comes to the Nationals, my biggest question mark is, what motivational tool is Davey Martinez going to use this year? A couple years ago, it was the Camels. Got backfired. Last year, it was go 1-0 today. That was pretty good. What's Davey got up his sleeve this season, if he has anything?